of this team this season.
I think that's true. And also, when you watch the first few games, when they had one guy they were focusing on, whether it was Chucky or AJ, guys were standing. When they stopped with that kind of rhythm and they just kept moving, what I've noticed the last few games, a lot of back cuts, a lot of action off the ball. That keeps the defense, they don't know what you're doing. If you're moving and blocking and screening all the time, that keeps them confused. And I think that's what finally clicks for them. You just notice that everybody does it and there's nobody out there screaming saying, we got to do this. So I think that's what's made them successful.
Chucky Hepburn, of course, hitting some big shots. And we've said that a lot about him and his career. This is his junior year, hitting that step back three to give his team a 5-point lead. There's something about him, and we've seen many other players through the years, guys who have zero fear of taking the shot in the big moment. I mean, that not everyone wants that, but Chuck is one of those guys who does.
Yeah. You have to have a special way about you. You know, he'll go 1-for-19 and then hit three key baskets and feel just as good. And that's what is in a great player, is that you can't worry about the shots you didn't hit. You got to keep focusing. And I think that's what makes this team really special, is that they're learning who they all are and how to use those special talents.
All right, Western Illinois coming out. The traveling purple unis and the gold trim. Badgers in the home white and cardinal trim. Your officials are Will Howard, Mike Pearson, and Mason Seiler. We are ready to roll, Wisconsin and Western Illinois, here at the Kohl Center in Madison. It'll be Drew Cisse and Stephen Crowell jumping center. Crowell out there with Wall, Hepburn, Klesment, and Storr, the usual starting five for Greg Gard's team. And for Western Illinois, it's Myers, Dent, Ryan Myers, James Dent, Lamar Braden, Josiah West, and Drew Cisse. Toss and tap belongs to Wisconsin. Badgers move to our left, and we are underway in Madison. Western Illinois starts man-to-man. A.J. Storr out front against Ryan Myers. A bounce to Tyler Wall. He is with Josiah West, and now posting on Lamar Braden as Crowell gets doubled. Inside feed. Storr catches one pump. Low on the left. Goes up and in to open up the scoring. Good pump fake inside, and he gets the bucket.
Yeah, great recognition of the double team and being patient for that nice backup by Storr, and great use of the pump fake.
With the ball, Western Illinois for the first time moving to our right. Josiah West at the top, kills the dribble, throws to Myers high on the left, picked up defensively by Chucky Hepper. A bounce to Cisse, move it in, whips it right side to West. He'll feed Dent, rotates along the perimeter for Myers. Shot clock is at 6. Myers turns down the Cisse screen, drives left of the lane, puts it up right hand, back rim no good. Rebound tipped in the air and secured by Crowell. Outlet to Hepburn, up the right sideline of the front court comes Chucky Hepburn. He'll throw to Wall at the top of the circle, flips at the Storr, high on the left, whips a pass up top for Stephen Crowell. A dribble, a handoff to Max Klesment, lobs off the Crowell screen, turns it back out to Storr. A throw down to Hepburn on the left wing. Chucky drives off the wing, in the lane, fades, flips, 4-0 Wisconsin.
Great patience the first two possessions on offense. Wait for something to present itself, let guys make their cut-throughs, and that opened it up straight to the basket for Chucky.
About a minute and a half gone by here in Madison. 4-0 Wisconsin. Josiah West throwing to Myers, rotates to James Dent outside left. Now it's Cisse on the left wing. Turns it back out to Myers. Myers between the circles. The shot clock is at 5. Myers on the hard left-hand dribble. Left lane line. Runs it back out to West. Flips a 3. Left wing. Off the rim. No good. Storr elevates for the rebound. He'll turn and go. Ahead to Klesment. Left side of the front court. Gets it to Crowell. Hands it back to Klesment. Max to the free throw line. Feeds Tyler Wall. Wall right of the circle. He'll give it up to Crowell at the top. Steven walks the dribble to his right, hands off to A.J. Storr. He'll try a 3, and it's good. And it's 8-0 Wisconsin, 2:10 gone by.
The double screen right there off that ball handoff was the key to that. He was able to get extra separation and notice that he was wide open.
Make it 7-0 Wisconsin, I should say, not 8. 7-0 Wisconsin. Cisse with the ball on the left side against Steven Crowell. Turns it back out to James Dent near half court. He's against Max Klesment. Checking him up top. Now Wall gets him on the switch. Dent Still pounds the dribble, throws to West, left wing, four to shoot, three to shoot. West in the lane, turns up and in. Josiah West gets Western Illinois on the board, 7-2 Wisconsin.
Yeah, he's real dangerous within 10 feet. He's able to elevate over most players, and he showed that right there on Klesmet.
West averaging about 8 points a game. Up the floor comes Chucky Hepburn. Hard screen in the backcourt from Tyler Wall. Blocked out Myers. A throw to Stephen Crowell on the right wing. 3 minutes in, 7-2 Wisconsin. Hepburn left of the circle. He's with Dent. Chucky, one dribble, gives to Klesmet. Turns at the Wall on the right wing. Inside feed to Hepburn at the right block against Cisse. And against the 6'11 Cisse, Hepburn brings it out front. Four to shoot. And Chucky, long two. Around and out, no good. The rebound at Dent. Badgers with their first miss. They hit their first three shots. Dent outside right. He's with A.J. Storr throwing to West. Digs the low pass out. Puts it on the deck left of the lane against Tyler Wall. Backing mid post. A little big from Hepburn. Now single coverage. They go inside out. And back inside to West. Finds Lamar Braden. Goes up. No good. And the rebound comes down to Tyler Wall.
Great job staying patient right there. Tyler had two guys he had to defend there who were completely different, and way to stay patient.
Stephen Crowell, mid post right. Crowell leans in, shot blocked by Cisse. Loose on the floor. Crowell on the floor comes up with it, and out of bounds it goes. It'll belong to Western Illinois. Nolan Winter and Marcus Ilver will check in for Wisconsin. Crowell and Wall will sit down.
Right there for Wisconsin, when the ball gets down low, Crowell cannot make that little crop dribble. There's too many low guys down. You got to either shoot it over them. If it's not there, just get it out and reposition.
Braden Lamar out between the arcs for Western Illinois. Hands off to Ryan Myers, and the dribble handoff, and the foul is called. Well, we have seen that with some regularity already this season, an offensive foul on the dribble handoff.
Yeah, you can totally tell it's a point of emphasis, but right there as he was going through, he actually got an elbow high, so it's not just the movement. He got a little elbow action on him.
It's on Braden Lamar. That's his first, and we have our first time out of the night. Tonight's game brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how Alliant Energy invests in solutions for clean, reliable energy now and in the future. And Badger fans, if you're looking for the perfect in-game meal, choose a Brewpub Pizza. Loaded with quality meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with more than half a pound of award-winning mozzarella cheese. Brewpub, lots of mozza pizzas are a proud partner of Badger Athletics and are available in your grocer's freezer. 15:54 left in the first half. Wisconsin 7, Western Illinois 2. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Save big money right now at Menards. Keep your devices powered with Energizer Max batteries. They deliver consistent performance and have lasting power. Max technology provides a 10-year shelf life. Energizer batteries are a great stocking stuffer or companion gift to go with your battery-powered electronics. Pick up a 16-pack of AA or AAA batteries for just $9.99 each. Plus, a Menards gift card always makes a great gift idea. Prices good through December 3rd.
I was crossing the street when I met the love of my life. I chased after her. Nothing would stand in my way. Not the dog walker, nor the hot dog vendor. Finally reaching her, I asked, "What do you call that amazing smell?"
It's Gain Flings.
Gain Flings. My love had a name, but more importantly, it had a scent.
Fall in love with Gain Flings. Seriously good scent. Gain Flings with 50% more freshness ingredients versus leading bargain detergent.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Chris from Middleton. Welcome to the show. What do you got for us?
I'm a Democrat. I totally agree that there's been too much corporate influence probably in the Democratic Party. I liked how Bernie talked about economic issues, and I agree we need more of that. But I don't think we can also afford to shy away from the identity politics. In fact, we got to lean into the identity politics and not be shy about it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Thank you. 15:40 left in the first half. 7-2 Wisconsin. Hepburn feeds Marcus Silver. A throw to A.J. Storr in the left wing. Looped it into Nolan Winter. The freshman turns baseline on Cisse. Tried to slip a pass into Ilver. Goes off his legs and out of bounds. That was a low pass and a turnover for Wisconsin.
That's a tough move there by Winter. He got pinned on that baseline. There was no good move out of that.
Josiah West matched up with Marcus Silver. A handoff to Dents. Picked up by Marcus on the switch. Then with a bounce for West, backing on Klusman. Left of the lane, works to the mid post, still backing. Throws it off to Ryan Myers, tries a three right corner, in and out, no good. Myers a 35% shooter from three. Both teams have struggled from distance in the early going this season. Here's Hepburn in the lane. He stops, goes inside, caught by Winter. Low and left shot blocked by Cisse, but a foul as Winter is sent to the floor. I mentioned Cisse is a shot blocker, among other things, averaging 10 rebounds a game as well, 8.5 points, but he picked up his first foul.
It's a great look right there, but he, again, with a guy that blocks shots, it's got to be a ball fake first, then jump into him. Right now, I think that was just him getting used to that little bit of extra speed.
Nolan Winter averaging about 3 points a game. First attempt for Nolan is good. Now Connor Asijan and John Blackwell will come in. Storr and Klesmid will sit down. Tay Knox, 6'9 sophomore of Troy, Alabama, in the lineup in for Cisse.
As Nolan shoots his second here, what I've noticed Wisconsin doing on the defensive end, they're really pushing Western Illinois about 20, 25 feet off the basket, and that's going to do really well for them because it's keeping them out of their flow.
Second free throw is missed. Western Illinois clears the rebound. Dent to the lane. 10-footer is good. James Dent able to get inside. 8-4 Wisconsin.
Yeah, they're deadly inside of 10 feet.
Both teams shoot less than 30% from the three-point line coming into the game. Connor Asijan out front. Connor showed some signs Wednesday that he was snapping out of some early season doldrums. With the ball as Hepburn feeds Blackwell, baseline right. Blackwell finds a cutting Asijan in the lane, floating it up right hand, no good. Nolan Winter the offensive rebound. He'll get it out of there as the Badgers reset. Hepburn up top. He took the Winter. He'll flip to Marcus Silver, high on the right. He's with Braden Lamar. Now Hepburn off the Winter screen to the left wing, guarded by West. Chucky in the lane, kick out Blackwell, tries a three, right side money. John Blackwell now 7 of 14 from long range in this young part of the season.
Yeah, what we're talking about, he knows how to find those spots, and he did a great job of being patient and fading off into the corner.
11-4 Wisconsin, West in the lane, 13:50 left in the first half. Myers feeds West at the right point. West moving in on Marcus Silver. Mid post right. Turns, pumps, lost it, walked with the ball. Turnover, Western Illinois.
Good job by Ilver. Keep his position, not reach, which most guys get really uncomfortable there and start reaching. He just kept his chest wide open and took that hit.
Stephen Crow will come back in for Nolan Winter. So you got Crow, Ilver, Asijan, Blackwell, and Hepburn on the floor. Western Illinois showing a little backcourt resistance now. They get it into Stephen Crow. Blackwell in the backcourt. Teasing trap, they don't. A throw to Hepburn, gets it across the midstripe to Ilver, and the Badgers go into the offense. 13:30 left in the half, 11-4 Wisconsin. Crow goes in, wanted to go inside to Asijan and threw it right to J.J. Calicon. A turnover for Wisconsin. And Josiah West is off to James Dent outside right. Calicon, 6'5 senior out of Louisville, Kentucky. Ryan Myers, the 6'1 junior out of Brooklyn, New York, up top against Connor Asijan. Now Blackwell on a switch. Myers loops it into West. Baseline right, shot clock at 8. Myers kick out left side. Calicon tries a three, and that is badly off the mark, no good. Rebound fought for, diving for it. On the floor is Marcus Silver, and a timeout is taken by Wisconsin. 32nd timeout here for Greg Gard's team with 12:57. Left in the first half, and maybe a little conversation going on between players on both sides. 12:57 left in the half, 11-4 Wisconsin.
I like the extracurricular down there, mixing it up.
I know you
bit.
Do. You never shied away from that.
No, never did. But you know what's really great about what they're doing? They got caught in a couple off-balance defensive positions, and the guys rotated for Wisconsin. You saw Ilbert come out. Asijan was out of position. He rotated then, and it just kept Western Illinois out of that paint. And that's what they're doing really well right now, is just recovery.
12:57 left in the first half. 11-4 Wisconsin. Badgers have hit four of their first seven shots, including both of their three-point tries. Mentioned Western Illinois struggling from three this season and struggling, period, to shoot the ball. 39% overall is their shooting number coming into this game, and they're 2-for-7 so far tonight.
Wisconsin's doing a really good job of keeping them off the rhythm, and that's what we talked about. If they get downhill, they're dangerous, but Wisconsin's keeping them out 20 feet or plus every possession, and that's just keeping them off their rhythm.
Western Illinois applying the press and flicking away a pass, so the Badgers will try it again with Marcus Silver inbounding. Silver will throw it into John Blackwell and squeezes through a double team. Looped it ahead to Connor Asijan, left side of the front court. Western Illinois just trying to bother Wisconsin a little bit, get the Badgers out of rhythm. Crowell on the right wing, throwing to Ilver, leaves it for Hepburn up top. Shot clock is at 10. Hepburn gives it to Asijan, swings it right side for Ilver. Five on the shot clock. Now Hepburn, right corner, snaps off a three. Back rim no good. Long rebound to Ryan Myers. He'll turn and push it to the front court. Drops it back to Dent, outside right. A feed for Myers near the right corner. Hoops it inside, caught by West. West against Hepburn. Throw out the Myers. Myers hard left-hand dribble in the lane, and the eight-footer rolls off the left side iron. No good. Crowell the rebound. 12-10 left in the half. 11-4 Wisconsin. John Blackwell glides to the front court. A throw to Stephen Crowell. He'll flip it to Connor Asijan. Into Crowell, low on the left. Slam dunk. Stephen Crowell for his first points of the night.
There you go. When their shot blocker's out of the game, that's when Crowell can be super aggressive and go at the hole. I love that energy that he brought.
11:50 left in the first half. 13-4 Wisconsin. Calicon gives off to Josiah West, angling right to left. They leave it for Dent. Little hedge of the screen from Crowell. Dent almost lost the handle to the backcourt. Recovers in time. Shot clock down to 7. High screen from Knox. Dent on the dribble with 3 to shoot. Hanging, shooting, mid-range, no good. And a whistle and a foul here against Wisconsin going for the loose ball. And we will have the under 12 media timeout. The All of Us Research Program in Wisconsin aims to speed up medical research by asking Wisconsinites to share health information. Learn more at allofus.wisc.edu. And Citgo Top Tier Tri-Clean Gasoline helps your engine run smoother and cleaner along the way. When you start with Citgo, you're good to go. The foul, by the way, assessed to John Blackwell, his first. Break in the action, 11:28 left of the first half. Wisconsin 13, Western Illinois 4. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing? Book him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells is your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Your odds are better there. And calling all Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants you and one friend to experience a Badger basketball game like VIPs into the Badger Dream Game Days sweepstakes today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin. 11:28 left of the first half. Badgers 13, Western Illinois 4.
Well, I think what we're seeing is kind of the keys here, right? They had to go in. They had to be big in the paint. most of their points are in the, 50% of their points are in the paint, and they're just forcing Western Illinois to be outside their comfort zone, and they're shooting low at 22%.
Western Illinois played at Illinois down in Champaign on Friday, so their schedule's a little daunting, but it's also how you hit your budgets too, right? Playing against Big Ten teams. Bowie's talked about that a lot these couple years at Milwaukee. You know, they would play a pretty daunting non-conference schedule, but make the money there. It supports everything in your athletic department. With the ball is Calicon, left side. Give off to James Dent. The feed for Ryan Myers, high on the left, into Calicon against Blackwell. Calicon backing, mid-post left, pried away momentarily by Klesman. Got it back, five of the shot clock. Now Dent works off a knock screen, two to shoot, one to shoot, running right-hander, baseline right, and that hit glass, and that's it. And that's a shot clock violation on Western Illinois. So, Charlie, they're continuing to really make Western Illinois uncomfortable there.
Yeah, really uncomfortable in the ball pressure, but also they're forcing them into really terrible shots. Runners, one-footers, all that kind of stuff. That's where they are going to make this game separate.
Max Klesman to the front court. 10:55 left first half, 13-4 Wisconsin. A.J. Store back in there for the Badgers. Left-hand dribble to the top of the circle. He'll give it up to Blackwell at the left point and try a little battle going on there between Crowell and Tay Knox. And Knox was riding him across the floor there. First foul on Knox.
You're not going to win that in an upper body battle. You got to go with the low. So for Knox right now, he's coming out of the game because he's just not able to keep in position. And CJ's got to be careful. He's got a couple fouls. Or one foul, I'm sorry.
Yep, one foul. Inbounding, here's Tyler Wall between the circles. Wall with a bounce for Crowell. Back to Wall. He'll give off to A.J. Store. Loops it into Tyler, right of the key against Cisse. Wall backing with eight to shoot. Wall backs, left shoulder turn. One pump, two pumps, pivots again. Fades, flips, and off the rim short. Cisse the rebound. Good work by Cisse holding his ground inside. Now Myers off the right wing. Goes cross court to Calicon. Left side into Cisse, backing on Crowell. Little dig from Wall. Cisse pivots, runs it to Ryan Myers. Three shot right corner is good. Myers a 35% shooter from distance. He had 10 against Illinois on Friday night.
Yeah, really good job by Cisse to keep his poise and wait for that position to be open.
13-7 Wisconsin with 10 minutes left in the first half. Max Klesman with a pass for Tyler Wall. Rotates to Store. A.J. left block. Bounces to Crowell in the lane. One pump, two pumps. Crowell knocked away by Cisse. He's tried to stay with it, but he walked with the ball. Cisse doing some grown man's work inside. He is a senior, 6'11", out of San Diego, Division II Missouri St. Louis last year. Program that got to the Final Four in the D2 tournament.
Yeah, he's doing a really good job being able to hold his position, even though he's typically a guy that likes to bounce off the ground. Right there, Crowell's got to just go right through him and make a presence there in the paint.
Hepburn in, Blackwell sits down. Josiah West on the left side on the wing. 9.5 minutes left in the first half, 13-7 Wisconsin. Ryan Myers off a screen. Cisse goes to the floor. A throw to Calicon. Jump stop, right block, kick out Myers. Likes that spot, right corner. Tried a three, missed it. Crowell the rebound. And off he goes to Chucky Hepburn. A lead feed for Store. Off the wing. Reverse layup attempt. No, but a foul. You know, Store with that burst. And Western Illinois will make him earn it at the free throw line. J.J. Calicon called for the foul, his first.
What was really key about that is Chucky noticed right away that they were all the way up trying to make pressure, and there was a lot of release on that backside. And we were talking about that pregame. Store's just got this level he can go to where he's right at the rim, and it's aggressive.
And we saw that with a nasty dunk late in that SMU game. Hits the first free throw, does A.J.
It's like he was mad at that rim.
Took out some frustration. Second free throw for A.J. in the air, and he hit them both. Store with seven. And it's 15-7 Wisconsin with 9:12 left in the first half. Walking it up is James Dent. Dent against Max Klesman. Going to Calicon, right corner, inside to Cisse. A little dig from Store, knocked it away. A.J. gets the steal. Up the floor he goes, left of the lane. Store with a spin move and puts it up and in. A.J. Store, he steals, he goes coast to coast.
You're not going to be able to keep him from him getting to that basket, and just splits two defenders and really aggressive move because he knows there's no help side defense.
17-7 Wisconsin, 8:40 left of the first half. Cisse driving right, lane line, and sends it in with a right. right hand. Oh, Drew Cisse with a strong punch.
I don't really understand Crowell going out 18 feet to go guard him. He cannot shoot a turnaround jump shot. Just stay in the paint.
And Cisse said, thank you very much. 17-9, Wisconsin. 8:19 left to the first half. Tyler Wall out high. Wall on the dribble against Calicon, knocked away, but a foul is called. They might get West reaching in, and they do. Yeah. Josiah West the foul. That'll be his first.
Good job by Cisse right there. He, on that last possession, really noticed that Crowell was way out of position and took advantage of it. And when you make those mistakes at this level, guys are going to get baskets.
Winter in for Crowell. Shea Davis, 6-foot junior out of Orlando in the lineup. And there for Ryan Myers. Davis defending Hepburn right now. Chucky drives off the right wing, and he is fouled by Shea Davis. That's team foul number 6. Badgers have just one foul. We have 8:09 left in the half.
Good job by Chucky right there. He knew that guy was way out of position and be able to go around him. He's just not able to hold him.
17-9, Wisconsin. Hepburn baseline right will be inbounded. Hepburn looks, gets it into Klesmet, right corner, and Max will bring it up top. Throwing to Storr with a shot fake, top of the circle. Bounce pass to a posting Tyler Wall. Mid post left, turns it out to Winter. Extra pass, Max tries a three, right corner, off the rim, no good. Whistle inside, foul called. And this will go against Western Illinois.
It might be Cisse.
Looks like they might be, I thought the same thing, but it might be on Calicon here.
Number 10.
It is on J.J. Calicon. That'll be his second, and we have the under-8 media timeout. Wisconsin basketball brought to you by Cleary Building Corp. We protect what you value. Visit clearybuilding.com to see the Cleary difference. And Badger fans, tonight's game is brought to you by the official products of Wisconsin Athletics, Brew Pub, Lots of Matzo Pizza, Old Dutch Chips, and Pepsi. 7:57 left of the first half, Wisconsin 17, Western Illinois 9. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who keep insurance simple so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense. Ask NOAA Insurance Group if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
As goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Guys doing chores. How would that do on TikTok?
Sounds like you should be wearing like short shorts or something.
We're not going to exploit you in that way. I think it's more about your Q-tip action and
phrasing, Jane. The way you're saying it just sounds like one big double entendre.
Delicately in the crevices.
Oh, God.
As goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As goes Wisconsin with Kristen Brock.
Maybe we'll have a cookie trade.
I like that idea. I like that a lot.
We'll eat them while we're on the show.
Because everyone loves listening to people on the radio eat.
Calvin, what's your favorite cookie?
Shout out to my mom's. She makes these sour cream cookies around Christmas time, and they're really good.
My mouth just watered.
As goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Tyler Wall at the free throw line for a 1-1. He hits the front end. And one more coming. 7:57 left in the half. 18-9, Wisconsin. Badgers already in the bonus. They've committed just one foul. Second free throw for Wall. Bangs off the back rim, no good. Drew Cisse the rebound.
And we've said this about Storr the last few games. He's had to kind of just be a little bit more patient. Tonight's his night to be able to go because he's got a team that wants to run and push it a little bit. So look for probably a 20-point game for Storr tonight.
Well, on his way, he has 9 right now. Braden Lamar trying to back Wall down in the lane. Wall, one pump, goes up right hand. Missed off the left side iron. A whistle inside and a foul called. This will go against Nolan Winter of Wisconsin. And that'll be the first on him, the second on the Badgers.
Right there, Storr got caught looking. He was watching the play versus blocking out.
Leathernecks inbounding, baseline left. James Dent will throw it in. Dent gets it into Cisse. Hands it back to Dent off the left wing. Bumped into Klesman, and that's an offensive foul. Yep. And that James Dent will be his first. Player control, non-shooting. Dent has been off to a great start, averaging nearly 18 points a game. At Johnny Logan College, he averaged 11 per. A little backcourt pressure. Storr gets it out of a potential trap, and now Max Klesman brings it up. Throwing to Hepburn, just beyond the mid-stripe on the right side. 7:20 left of the break, 18-9 Wisconsin. Klesman outside left, throwing to Hepburn between the circles. Chucky directing some traffic. Gets it off to Storr, left corner. A.J. driving, wanted to go up and with bad intentions, but he got fouled. And A.J. Storr will go to the free throw line. Foul is on Shea Davis. That'll be his second.
Shea knew it was coming if he did not take and try to foul him right there. That was going to be a thunder dunk on Cisse.
Yeah, I have the feeling A.J. is going to have at least one of those, maybe two, before this game is done.
I think he knows that he's got to be really aggressive tonight, and he can be, because he can probably outjump everybody on the court. Mm-hmm.
It's the first free throw. He's now 3 of 3 at the foul line, and he is the first player in double figures tonight. Ryan Myers coming back in for Shea Davis, and Kamari McGee has provided a spark to this team in recent games. As Kamari, he'll come in for Klesman.
And I like the transition that guard has been doing between he and Klesman. They're coming in and playing in those same positions, and I really like that because Kamari brings a really good defensive pressure, and he's not going to hurt you on offense, right? He's not going to make silly plays, so I like the off-the-bench play.
Well, free throws are good. 20-9 Wisconsin with 7 minutes left of the first half. James Dent will start the offense outside left, working off a Cisse screen between the wheels. Kamari McGee defending. Now Myers high on the left. Loops it to Cisse against Nolan Winter. Cisse backing, turns, flipped it up off the glass for two. Senior, 6'11", Drew Cisse has 4.
Oh, that's really fluid movement. Kept Winters on his toes.
He's a good-looking player, isn't he? Drew
yeah.
Cisse. 20-11 Wisconsin, 6:30 left of the first half. Kamari McGee gets at the wall, right of the lane. Tyler turns baseline, now pinned inside, got away from the double team, and reverse layup is good.
He does that really well. When a defender comes and can block shots like that, you use the other side of the rim to keep him off of you.
22-11 Wisconsin. West starts to back, kicks it out. Dent tries a three, left side no good. Rebound back tap to Myers. Second chance for Western Illinois. Josiah West backing on Wall, and he popped into Wall. The charge is called. Josiah West initiating the contact. That'll be his second foul.
He doesn't like that call, but you know what? When you initiate that shoulder and you drop it, you're going to get called for that. Whether it was a little bit of a light touch or not, anytime you drop your shoulder like that, you're going to get called for it.
Tay Knox will come in for him. Yeah, a little bit of a risk when you go down like that with the flop, with the flop calls, but clearly saw enough contact there to warrant the offensive foul. With the ball is Stephen Crowell on the right side, throwing a Wall up top. He'll find McGee top of the circle. Kamari gives it up to Hepburn outside right. Chucky surveys, and he'll flip it to Crowell at the top of the arc. 10 on the shot clock. Stevie hands off the Wall. Driving, now pulls back. 5 to shoot. Spin move Wall. Left block goes up and in with a right hand. Wall with 5. 24-11 Wisconsin. 5:30 left of the first half.
Did the thing you need to do against a shot blocker. Extra pump fakes or movement keeps them off their balance and does a nice job finishing strong.
Cisse with a basketball on the right-hand dribble. Right lane line, turns it out to Dent. Turned down to 3, pull-up jump, right elbow missed, but he was fouled. That's going to go on Chucky Hepburn. And that'll be his first. Free throws coming up for Western Illinois. The first free throws of the night for the Leathernecks. They've been averaging 23 foul shots per game. That's two more than Wisconsin coming into game seven for both teams. Dent, a 76% foul shooter, and gets to the line more than anyone else, hits the first.
But Wisconsin's doing that game preparation that we talked about. You keep them out of the lane. You keep them from going downhill, and that's probably going to limit them from getting the free throw line. So I like the approach so far by Wisconsin.
Marcus Silver in for Tyler Wall. Second free throw for Dent. Rattles out, no good. Hepburn the rebound. 24-12, Wisconsin. 5:10 left of the first half. Hepburn on the dribble. Chucky off the right wing. Looped it inside for Crowell. He'll catch right block. Crowell backs, shakes, up left hand. Sweet.
Beautiful hesitation move back to the baseline to keep Tise on his toes.
26-12, Wisconsin. 4:50 left in the first half. Ryan Myers, right of the lane, works into the paint, feeds Tise in the lane, flipped it up right hand, missed it, but a foul. Off the glass, that off the front of the rim. Stephen Crowell called for his first foul, and Drew Tise able to draw the contact. That necessarily hasn't been a good thing for, not necessarily a good thing for Tise. He is 5 of 13 at the free throw line. We mentioned Western Illinois, the number of attempts it has, but as a team, just 59% from the foul line. And the first attempt, no good from Tise.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's not their strong suit.
No.
Something that I think Crowell, as he goes into these next few games, when you've got big athletic guys like Tise, you've got to be able to give them space. Right now, he's following him like he's a shooting guard. Just stay back in the post and let him run around and wear himself out.
Blackwell in for Hepburn. Second free throw for Tise. That's off the rim, no good. Rebound to Marcus Ilver. So you got McGee, Asijan, Blackwell, Ilver, and Crowell on the floor. Badgers up 14 with 4.5 minutes left of the first half. Asijan leaves it for Crowell, top of the arc. Stephen, one dribble, pops it to Blackwell to the free throw line. Jump shooting and hitting is John Blackwell. He has five. Smooth operator,
so
John
patient.
Blackwell. Yep.
So patient. Reads that ball screen so well.
28-12, Wisconsin. 4:15 left till halftime. Ryan Myers high on the right. They rotate it. Braden Lamar back in there between the arcs. Lamar will throw it to Tay Knox on the left wing. Knox sends it back to Lamar. Now Tise, a handoff to Dent, right lane line jumper, no good, but he got grabbed by Asijan. And that'll be the first on Connor. We have the under four media timeout. No one gets you closer to the game than SiriusXM Big Ten Radio. Tune in, produce, talk, and analysis. From the offseason through the regular season and into the postseason, we've got your team covered anywhere you go. Get a free trial at SiriusXM.us/Big Ten Radio 2023. Badger basketball also brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine. The healthcare team of the Badgers are proud sponsors of UW Athletics. 3:57 left of the first half. Wisconsin 28, Western Illinois 12. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
This basketball season, let LRS be your MVP in the waste diversion and recycling industry. There won't be any turnovers when it comes to the services that LRS provides its valued customers, especially with services such as waste and recycling collection for businesses, roll-off dumpster rentals, and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovation, or outdoor event. See the LRS difference by choosing the team with over 2,000 dedicated employees that puts trust and reliability first. LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Any team can be conquered with the right playbook. It takes human ingenuity to craft and adapt the plays that will defeat even the strongest opponents. The moves that dominate on the field, the court, the ice. And cancer treatment is no different. That's why UW Health Carbone Cancer Center uses ingenuity to combat complex cancers. As the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin, we're proud to write the playbook on fighting cancer, so you always have the number one team in your corner. UW Health. Remarkable.
Looking for bigger, bolder, better yields? FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans are here to change the game. RC products deliver winning results every single time. Reach out to your local FS dealer or visit fsseed.com to learn more. 3:57 left of the first half, 28-12. Wisconsin leading Western Illinois.
Well, Wisconsin, the key right now is they're dominating the paint. Over 50% of their points are coming in the paint. Wisconsin's keeping Western Illinois out of the lane, which keeps them off the free throw line, which is good because they're only shooting 25%, about half of what they normally do. And they're two times the points per possession. Western Illinois is 0.6 points per possession. Wisconsin is 1.3 points. That's a big difference in why now you're starting to see that spread.
Yeah, that's a model of efficiency there. 1.3 per and locking them down at the other end. First free throw from James Dent is good, and the second rattles through as well. So it's 28-14, the Badgers, and again showing press is Western Illinois. 1-2-2 variety as Kamari McGee will bring it across, throwing to Marcus Silver. 3:48 left in the half. Besiege, an open three, left pocket off the rim, no good. Rebound, Tay Knox. Now here's James Dent up the floor for the Leathernecks. Glides left to right to the front court. Now moves to his left again, left of the circle. Joe Patakis in the game, gets it into Cisse, knocked away a siege, and Cisse gets it back in the lane. Kick out Myers, left corner three, but he stepped on the sideline, out of bounds to Wisconsin. So Boudreaux's going a little bigger now. He's got Cisse on the floor, still at 6'11". Joe Patakis listed at 6'11". Fifth-year senior, transfer, a couple of schools, Illinois State and Western Carolina.
I think it's really smart for Western Illinois to do that, to go bigger. They've got that size advantage. Might as well take advantage of it.
Kamari McGee brings it across. 3:20 left in the half, 28-14, the Badgers. McGee between the circles. Ryan Myers provides the defense. A throw to Asijan. Tries a three. Nailed it for the right side. Connor Asijan with a triple. Just his second three-point hit of this young season.
Finally starting to see that little bit better rhythm from him. I know he's been kind of nursing that back, and you have to. I mean, that's quite the injury, so it's good to see him in the flow.
31-14 Wisconsin with 2:55 left till halftime. Ryan Myers around a Cisse screen to the free throw line, kicks it to Dent, tries a three left side, back rim no, offensive rebound Cisse. Cisse had the size advantage over McGee, instead turned to the Dent, baseline left, got cut off by Blackwell, throwing to Patakis, gives off to Myers. Myers, a good D from Kamari McGee. Myers goes in to Patakis in the lane, knocked away by McGee. Patakis gets it back. McGee digging again, and now crowd digging in and taking it away is Kamari McGee. McGee ahead to Connor, spotting up for three, and that is sent away by Patakis, and Kay Knox is there.
Wow, great defense by the Badgers. Kamari McGee in there just mixing it up. I love it.
Here's Myers on the right side trying to take it off the wing, and a pullback dribble goes up right lane line. Lost it as he went up, and they call a foul there? Wow, looks like they were just out of bounds. Last touch. They're going to say last touch by Wisconsin. Not real sure about that, are you?
I don't think so. Nope, that's not
wow.
But, you know.
Okay, so it goes. Yep.
That's how it goes.
Max Klesman, Chucky Hepburn back in there. Wall, Crowell, and an inbounds pass to Dent near the left corner. Dent against Blackwell. Blackwell, Klesman, Hepburn, Wall, and Crowell, the five of the floor. Shot clock at 8. Game clock, 2 minutes left in the half. 31-14, Wisconsin. Shot clock at 4. Cisse dribbles off the left wing, goes inside, caught by Knox. Slam dunk. Knox from Cisse, and it's 31-16, Wisconsin.
Talking about earlier, when they get downhill, they're hard to defend because of their size and athleticism.
Tyler Wall throwing to Hepburn. Chucky left side. Gets it to Crowell. Hands it back to Hepburn. Throwing to Blackwell. Baseline left. Pull up 10-footer. Too long, no good. Crowell back taps to Hepburn. And a reset for Wisconsin. Klesman left of the wheel. Throwing to Crowell. Turns to Hepburn. High on the right. Looped it inside. Wanted Wall. And a whistle and a foul called on Western Illinois. That was a risky pass. A little bailout foul there. Is assessed to James Dent of Western Illinois. That's going to be his second.
Got really lucky on that possession right there. Those kind of floater passes are just to no one's advantage when you're in the post. You're already trying to hold the guy down, and when a ball's floating, that usually goes better to the guard who's playing you low.
Tyler Wall, the first free throw is good. He's 2 of 3 at the line. 32-16 Wisconsin with 1:25 left in the first half. Second free throw coming up for Tyler Wall. 6 points for him so far tonight. Second free throw airborne and nothing but net. Blackwell comes out. A.J. Storr is back in. Storr with 11 points so far in this game. And the Badgers trying to finish strong in the first half. They're in control, 33-16. Ryan Myers will walk it through the midcourt logo. Myers with a pass for Dent outside left. A hedge of the screen from Crowell. Dent for three straight away. It's good. James Dent, his first triple. 33-19, Wisconsin. 105 left in the half.
Yeah, you're not going to keep him down for much longer. He's going to score.
Dent, a 37% shooter from distance. Best on the team. Here's Storr around a Crowell screen. Foul line jumper off the bounce. Bricked it wide left. Cisse the rebound. Here comes Myers with 47 seconds left in the half. 14-point lead, Wisconsin. Myers gets it to Knox. Hands it back to Myers. 40 to play, 19 to shoot. Myers with a pass for Patakis. Storr provides the D on him. High pass, pulled down by Dent. Chased by Hepper, and now Storr on the switch. 10 to shoot. Dent with a bounce for Cisse. Right of the lane. Works the lane line. Finds Knox. Left lane line. Jump hook right hand. Missed it. Crowell the rebound. Shot clock dark. 20 seconds left in the first half. Hepburn walks it up for Wisconsin. Now slow jogs it past the midstripe. Down to 12 seconds left in the half. Greg Gard says play on. 10 seconds left in the half. Hepburn near the midstripe. Down to 7 seconds. Hepburn against Dent. Chucky puts it on the floor in the lane. Tried to slip a pass. Got through. The crowd goes up. Block tries again. Got it. Crowell stays with it. And the first half has come to an end.
Way to work, big fella. Right? Got that first one blocked. Went right back at him. It's really hard to block two in a row.
And Stephen Crowell rewarded as he stays with it. And the Badgers take a 16-point lead into the locker room at halftime. Wisconsin basketball brought to you by Rail Transport, offering truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. At the half, Wisconsin 35, Western Illinois 19. We're back with a halftime report presented by Culver's. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
The fastest hour in radio, serving truth, justice, and equality with every slice. Outside the Pizza Box with Pizza Box Mike. Friday nights at 7 on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba.
Please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Time to the Kohl Center. Wisconsin leads Western Illinois 35-19. A.J. Storr with 11 points, pacing Wisconsin. 7 for Tyler Wall. 6 points, a like number of rebounds for Stephen Crowell. 5 points for John Blackwell. And on down the line, 2 for Chucky Hepper and 3 for Connor Asigent and 1 for Nolan Winter. James Dent with 8, leading the way for the Leathernecks. 4 points, 4 rebounds. And 2 blocks for Drew Cisse in the first half of play. 3 points for Ryan Myers and 2 apiece for Josiah West and Tay Knox. At the half, Wisconsin 35, Western Illinois 19. Coming up, our halftime conversation presented by American Family Insurance. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Normally, when we do a commercial, we talk about all of the options a Cleary building has. We talk about storing your toys or using it for a workshop. But that's not what I'm going to talk about today. I'd like to salute our remarkable team for giving the customer service you deserve. From our engineers to the folks pounding nails, we are proud of each and every one of them, and we think you will be too. So instead of talking about plenty of space for your vehicles, I hope you will give the best in the business a chance. Cleary Building Corp, since 1978.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience. Sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel.
While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
It's time for the Make the Holidays Bright sales event at your local Ford dealer. Get special offers on our adventure-ready Ford SUVs or on our great selection of Ford trucks. Choose from a large inventory of Ford vehicles equipped with technology, space, and flexibility for any season. And let Ford make the holidays bright, bringing everyone together. Visit your local Ford dealer today during the Make the Holidays Bright sales event.
What happens when you call your insurance company?
If you have water in your basement, press 1.
Most big companies have a recorded message or an app.
If you are in your living room and see sky when you look up, press 2.
But when something bad happens, you just want to talk to a person. On a day like that, that phone line can end up feeling like a lifeline. At a time like that, you want a company like West Bend. Because the worst brings out our best.
If there is a tree in your bedroom, press 3.
Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Halftime in Madison, Wisconsin 35, Western Illinois 19. Alongside Charlie Wills, I'm Matt LePay. And well, this theme of points in the paint has been good lately, and it continues to be pretty good here through the first 20 minutes, right?
Yeah, first 20 minutes, a little over 40% for the Badgers in the paint. I think that's what's really making that difference. And another thing that I think Wisconsin's been doing well, we talked about it in the preseason or the opening comments here, was points off the bench. They're really good at rotating. They got 9 points off the bench. And I think that is where they're going to keep doing that all season. And I think that's going to be really key to all their victories.
John Blackwell with 5 off the bench. A siege and just he's trying to get that stroke back right. He's hit 1-3. Just trying to get himself back on track.
Yeah, we've seen that with guys when they get injured. And I remember it playing when you get injured, you got to get your rhythm back. And that's the hardest part to get back. You can get your lungs, you can get what you think is your mind ready, but it's the flow of the game that your body just, even a few games out, really gets thrown off.
Yeah, no doubt. You get Connor healthy and back in form, and a pretty good team becomes that much better. 35-19, Wisconsin leads Western Illinois at the break. More of our halftime chat presented by American Family Insurance. Coming up in 2 minutes, this is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
It's the holiday time of year, so make your season merry and bright at your neighborhood bumper-to-bumper auto parts store. With over 300 stores to serve you better, you'll find a great selection of hundreds of unique Christmas gift ideas this year. Stocking stuffers, too, for every holiday wish and budget. You can also find whatever you need online at mybumpertobumperstore.com. Now that's bumper-to-bumper, where service is the difference. We get it. And thank you for shopping locally.
Monday, you're already late for work. You scramble, putting on pants while brushing your teeth in the dark. And you're starving. But the only thing in the fridge, Friday night's leftovers. Oof. A 3-day-old curry beef burrito for breakfast? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
Dance to make my wish come true.
It's time for the Make the Holidays Bright sales event at your local Ford dealer. Get special offers on our adventure-ready Ford SUVs or on our great selection of Ford trucks. Choose from a large inventory of Ford vehicles equipped with technology, space, and flexibility for any season. And let Ford make the holidays bright, bringing everyone together. Visit your local Ford dealer today during the Make the Holidays Bright sales event.
Do you trust your insurance agent? Do you trust your insurance company? Well, you'd better, because all they've really sold you is a promise. A promise to be there when things go bad, to step up and put everything back the way it was. So, if you don't trust your insurance company, maybe it's time to find one you do trust. West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
At the half, Wisconsin 35, Western Illinois 19. U.S. Bank scoreboard update. Late first half, Rutgers leads St. Peter's 27-17. And tipping off in mere minutes in Evanston, Northwestern against Northern Illinois. Tomorrow, Michigan State will host Georgia Southern. Maryland is at home against Rider. The top-ranked Purdue Boilermakers will take on Texas Southern. The Badgers, by the way, will be in East Lansing. Big Ten opener 1 week from tomorrow. It's here. You believe it, Charlie?
It doesn't seem real. It doesn't seem real. But you know what? We were talking about it earlier. You know, am I a traditionalist with waiting for Big Ten games to start in December or January, whenever that was traditionally for us? I don't think that's really true anymore. I like that because they have so many teams. I like that they sprinkle them in. I like the energy there. So I think what that does, though, it gives you a real key indicator of where you stand, especially playing a team like Michigan State.
Well, they're going to play, sandwich that game in between Marquette and Arizona.
That's so, what you live for, though.
Oh, absolutely.
Live for those games.
Yep, and they will be live-in here in a matter of days. 35-19, Wisconsin leads Western Illinois at the half. We'll check out some of the first half stats presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel, good squirrel.
While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
Finding the right gift is getting tougher than ever. And who's got the time? That's why more people are shopping online every year. But where do you start? How about the taste of the holidays? Usinger's famous sausage. If you've ever received a Usinger gift box, you know exactly what I'm talking about. They ship anywhere in the continental U.S., and they come in a variety of prices and styles. Go ahead, be a holiday hero, the one who sends the perfect gift. Visit Usinger.com. That's Usinger.com or Google Milwaukee's famous sausage.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Badgers lead Western Illinois at the half, 35-19. Check out some of the first half stats brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Wisconsin, 12 of 23 for the field, 3 of 7 from the arc, 8 of 10 at the foul line, 1.3 points per possession. Western Illinois, 7 of 20 for the floor, 2 of 8 from long range, 3 of 6 at the foul line, 0.73 points per possession. Badgers plus 2 on the glass. Second chance points, 8-0 Wisconsin. Points off turnovers, 9-0 Wisconsin. Paint points, 16-10 in favor of the Badgers. 6 assists, just 3 turnovers for Wisconsin. two dimes, seven miscues for Western Illinois. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. Before we throw to a commercial break, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Our score at the half, Wisconsin 35, Western Illinois 19. This has been the Halftime Report brought to you by Culver's. The second half is coming up next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you can catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on Lake Air Radio, WLAK 1260 AM in Amory. Your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed. Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us. And click on the Careers tab.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We get ready for the second half.